Let's check in on the agricultural weather forecast. Mark Russo is with us from Earth Risk Technologies out of Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Mark.
Hey, good afternoon, Todd.
Looks like we are going to have the continuation of a beautiful day today and into the evening tonight, maybe tomorrow. But eventually things turn back to winter here in our part of the world. Is that right?
Yeah, unfortunately, the great spring-like weather here will not last very long, as we do see another round of Arctic air begin to move into the region tomorrow night and into Wednesday, and that will be accompanied by a storm system, which will help usher that Arctic air for the south. It will bring prospects here of snow, kind of a wintry mix, sleet, snow coming up here for overnight tomorrow night into Wednesday. And then that storm system will actually get cranked up more and produce more widespread snow in areas of Indiana, Ohio, into the Great Lakes and Northeast. So, yeah, certainly winter is not over here, Todd. And, in fact, looking out further, we do see this colder bias here continuing over the next couple of weeks, which it's really just these next couple of days, the warmest time frame, both actual and basis normal, over the next two-week time frame.
Can you take me first again through the storm track this time around and where it might hit hardest, and then tell me some more about that colder air mass that will stay with us for 2 weeks and how much below average we might be?
Yeah, well, the storm system here is going to be tracking the center of it, moving across southern Illinois, southern Indiana tomorrow night into Wednesday morning. And it does look to produce then a swath of snow across central and north-central Illinois, about as far north as the northern sections of Illinois, including Chicago. Within that here, we do see snow totals in the range of about 1 to 4 to 5 inches, some isolated heavier amounts. The storm will produce even higher snow totals further east in Indiana and Ohio. As behind the storm system, we do see with the Arctic air coming through, then temperatures crashing. And across Illinois, we do see then temperatures will be in the teens for lows, again into Wednesday and Thursday mornings, highs just climbing into the upper 30s, lower 40s. So that snow will not be staying much with it. We do see actually temperatures warming back up again briefly, not as warm as the next couple of days, and then temperatures then bias again colder than normal, highs only in the low 40s, much of the weekend and much of next week with minimum temperatures then in the 20s.
But do you see, and this is the time of the year we should have a change, do we see a pattern change coming anytime soon?
No, we do not see anything here.
Oh, that's not good
pattern,
news.
That's basically has been stuck here since November, you know, give or take. Yeah. These very brief stretches. There's just no sign of this changing here, Todd, as the pattern looks, again, firmly locked in place as we go through the next few weeks.
Mark, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
All right. You're welcome, Todd.
That's Mark Russo. He's with Earth Risk Technologies in Chicago, Illinois. He joins us on this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report. Enjoy this afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.